West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputies say shots fired this past Sunday outside a Horsley Mill Road residence may have been the result of money being offered to kill someone who was supposed to be at the residence. Deputies responded to an alleged drive-by shooting around 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Two residents said they were in the yard when a dark-in-color SUV traveled nearby, fired a weapon at their home. Investigators found where multiple bullets had traveled through the home. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. During the investigation, the son of the two victims arrived on the scene and told deputies that the incident was all his fault and that an individual by the name of Joe placed a $5,000 hit on his head and that boys from Atlanta had likely fired the shots in an attempt to take his life. Investigators say this incident may somehow be connected with the shooting that occurred early Sunday morning outside the River Point Apartments on Luverne Road in Carrollton. Two men have been arrested for their alleged roles in that incident. Two 17-year-olds remain in the Carroll County Jail Thursday after deputies determined they had played a role in a shooting incident on Hutchison Ferry Road in Whitesburg late Tuesday. One of the victims telling investigators that she used to be friends with Tamara Madlena of Carrollton, but they'd been arguing for a long period. She said that Madlena had invited her to the Hutchison Ferry Road residence to fight. The victim stating that she approached the home and knocked on the door. Then Madlena and her boyfriend, Christian Webb of Whitesburg, exited the house with a rifle and a pistol and shot the car she arrived in. Webb and Madlena told investigators that the 19-year-old Bowden woman who came over had previously put sugar in Webb's gas tank and drew a large male organ on the hood of the car. Webb and Madlena reportedly admitted to firing the guns, but only after they told the woman to leave, and she did not. Both said they did not want to harm anyone, but wanted the visitors to leave the property and leave them alone. Georgia Labor Commissioner Bruce Thompson said Thursday that most of Georgia's regional commissions saw a decline in December unemployment rates. That would include the Northwest Georgia region, which dropped 0.1% to 2.8% over the month, and the Three Rivers region, which was down 0.3% to 2.7% over the month. The number of people employed ending the year down close to 1,600 over the month in the Northwest Georgia region and down close to 950 in the Three Rivers. The total employed is still up over the numbers at this time last year in both regions. And initial unemployment claims were down in both regions to end the year and compared to this time last year. And after over a decade as the Golden Knights, West Georgia Technical College this week unveiling a brand new mascot, Nitro the Nighthawk. The new mascot was designed and developed by Lime Biscuit Creative, a Carrollton-based company with extensive experience in branding. I'm Colin Worthington, reporting.